stopped by here about a year ago down there where he works one night. He works night shift, and he was painting a truck. And I walked in there and just walked into his place, and I walked up, and I said, "Hey." He turned around and said, "Oh," he said, "Thurman, praise God, what are you doing here?" I said, "I thought I'd just come by and see how you're doing." He said, "Man, I am doing perfect." He said, "There ain't a thing wrong with me." I said, "Are you still believing Jesus?" He said, "Oh, I'll read that word and believe that Jesus every day." He said, "You totally changed my life forever." He don't cuss no more. He ain't got a bad arm no more. And he ain't got a bad back no more. Now then, what did Jesus promise you? What did he say in Matthew 18:19? If two of us on earth agree, he'll do what?
Anything.
He'll do it. But what if he doesn't do it instantly for you? Keep believing. That's exactly right. Keep believing. Just like Larry did. It took him a few weeks, but he got well. But with his back, we laid hands on him, and Jesus healed him by the next morning. Maybe his faith was increased. You see, according to your faith. See, Matthew 8:13. I want to show you something in Matthew 8:13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, "Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee." And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. As you believe. What kind of limitations has God given you? As you believe. Whatever you believe, that's what you're going to have. Isn't that amazing? Do you believe you can go through life without sinning? I do. You better say yes. Lord, yes, okay. The Lord's going to come get you, girl, if you don't say that after all those scriptures I showed you today. Lord, I know I can go through life without sinning. You told me to. Am I being a little hard on her?
No.
She needs to be hard on, right? Well, I mean, after all, the king's one put these requirements out there. I'm just teaching what the Word says. Is that right? Did God promise to heal you?
Yes.
Did he promise if two of you on earth agree about anything, he'll do it? You take this young couple right here. If they'll both walk in obedience to God's Word, if he'll walk in love, like Christ told him to love the church, love his wife, like Christ loved the church, and watch what he says from that mouth, and if that lovely lady of his walks holy before God, submits to her husband in all things like she's supposed to, and they walk in the God kind of love, he give this couple no limitations about his kingdom. Whatever you ask me for as a couple that you can agree over, I'll do it for you. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
All you got to do is obey. You know, so just like all these scriptures we read about how many people he says, if you will obey me, there will be none barren and there will be no miscarriage. You know, it's unfortunate most people don't know that. But how many times have I had people come to me in the last 10 years especially, maybe 15, that didn't know these principles, that had been married 5, 10, 15 years and had never been able to have a child. No children. Couldn't have. Been to doctors. Can't have them. You ain't going to have. And I got them to repent of their sins of unbelief. I prayed the prayer of faith for them, and the King of the universe gave them children. In fact, the greatest one was C.B. Thomas and his wife. He's an Indian boy from India, and his wife's an Indian girl. And they had been married 10 years. This had probably been 8 or 9 or 10 years ago now, I guess. He came to me one day and said, "Thurman, I see when you pray, things happen." So he said, "I want you to pray for my wife and I." I said, "What's wrong with you and your wife?" He said, "We don't have any children. We've been married 10 years, and we've been to doctors and everything, and we cannot have babies." And said, "My wife, every time we go visit one of our friends that's got children, my wife cries on the way home, 'Honey, I want babies.'" I told her, I said, "Honey, I'm doing everything I know to do. You know, I'm doing everything I know to do. I don't know why we ain't having babies." So he said, "Would you pray for us?" I said, "Okay." I said, "There's a great and awesome promise in the Word of God, Mark 11:23. Now, I want you to look at this promise. This is yours as a son of God. Mark 11:23. I want you to look what Jesus said. Jesus says, "For verily I say unto you," put your name right there, that whosoever, that you, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Amen.
Is that an awesome promise from the King?
Yes.
So if you're walking obedient to his word and willing to have no doubt in your heart, what kind of a limitation did Jesus give you?
None.
So I told him, CB, that'll get you and your wife a baby. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to have CB and his wife a beautiful, healthy, intelligent baby in the name of Jesus. He said, no, Thurman, we don't want a baby, we want babies. I said, okay, Lord. I said, you know their heart. I don't. Now, I don't know whether they want babies one at a time or twins or whatever they want. But I said, Lord, you know their heart. You know what they want. So I said, you said I can have whatever I say with my mouth, so I believe in my heart. And I know with you there ain't nothing impossible. So I said, Father, in Jesus' name, give this couple the desires of their heart. I said, do you and your wife both love Jesus? Oh, he said, we're Catholics. We go to a Catholic church, but we love Jesus. I said, okay, as long as you love Jesus. I said, that's all it takes. I'll pray the prayer of faith for you. Well, I said, now then you just go do what you're supposed to do for your wife to get pregnant. Well, about 3 months later, he come bouncing my office and said, Thurman, praise God, my wife's pregnant. I said, praise the Lord. 5 months later, he come running in and he said, guess what? We went to the doctor and had a sonogram, and guess what? I said, oh, must be twins, as happy as you are. He said, no, triplets. So they had triplets. And then when the babies were a year old, I was invited to speak at their birthday party at a big Catholic church over North Dallas. And there was 175 Indian people there at that church that day. I was the only white person there. I was in all these black Indians. But boy, after he said, I want you to get up on that platform and tell them how these sons of mine come into existence. It was through your prayer. So I did. And after it was over, I didn't get down off the platform till I was attacked. Would you pray for me for something? Would you pray for me for this? So I stood around the rest of the afternoon and prayed for those people. Oh, isn't it wonderful to serve the living God and to see him do all these great things? I mean, it's wonderful to know that the King is alive and well and that he answers your prayers of faith, and especially when he answered that prayer and when they wanted babies. He gave them triplets. I mean, man, that would have been my last desire, is to have three at one time. Three might not be bad, one at a time, but I don't want them all at one time, that's for sure. I've raised two, and I definitely wouldn't have wanted them both at one time. One at a time is enough for me. But praise the Lord. But is that an awesome promise?
Yes, it is.
That promise is for you. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, whatever the mountain was or the obstacle that was keeping them from getting pregnant, we spoke to it, commanded it to be removed, and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart. Somebody said, how in the world do you not doubt in your heart? Well, what is your heart referring to? Your spirit. So how do you feed your spirit? The Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God is spiritual food that feeds a spirit man or your heart. And if you've read the Word of God, think about this. If you tell a lie enough times over enough years, you'll get to where you'll believe that lie yourself. You know that? You can do that, can't you? Yeah. You can literally do that. So if you're reading these scriptures like this and quoting them over and over and over and over and over day in and day out, guess what? One day your spirit man says, hey, I can ask for anything. I can do it. See, this very scripture right here, Mark 11:23, is the one I quoted just a few, well, maybe a couple of years ago. Time gets by me. Whenever I prayed for Dr. Gary Young out in Salt Lake City, Utah. Dr. Gary Young called me at 10 o'clock on Sunday night. On Tuesday, he had fell out of a tree in the mountains of Idaho and he crushed his back. He's a doctor. And he had fell 35 feet. Now, that's only 22 foot to the peak right there. So you take and add another few feet to that? How would you like to fall from the very top of the peak of that? No, that's only 22 feet. You know, you add 13 more to that, and that's where he was, and he fell out of a tree when a limb broke and fell all the way to the ground and hit and crushed his lower back. Now, he did that on Tuesday, and then by Sunday night, he called me, and Eldon back there had given him some of our teachings, and he had been listening to those teachings, so it was building his faith. So he called and wanted Cheryl and I to fly out there and pray for him Monday. I told him, I said, you call me on the phone. He was actually talking to Eldon, which was talking to Cheryl, and she was talking to me. So I told him, I said, you have him call me after a while, and I'll talk to him on my cell phone. So he did. It's 10 o'clock at night when Dr. Gary Young called me. And when he did, I prayed the prayer of faith for him, quoted that verse. And I asked the Lord, according to Mark 11:23, to do a supernatural healing on Dr. Gary Young's back. And I thanked him for doing it. And hung up the phone. We drove down the road just a mile or two, and Cheryl looked over at me and she said, well, what do you think? I said, he'll be healed before we get there tomorrow. And we got home and unloaded the car, and Dr. Gary Young called me back, and he was already running around totally, completely healed with a new back. Do we serve a mighty God? I mean, he's a mighty God. He's the King of Kings, and faith is what moves his hand. Now then, obedience. You got to walk in obedience. You got to walk in love and do what the King says, and he will bless you. And when you ask these things according to his word, he will do great and wonderful things. Now then, when I asked God to do a supernatural healing for Dr. Gary Young, I didn't know to the extent of the supernatural healing he was going to do until Eldon went to one of his seminars. And he told the people about it and had pictures of his back. He'd had some x-rays done since he is a doctor and everything. And the healing that he did, the whatever you call the disc or vertebrae or whatever they are in the back of your back that I don't know what they're technically called, but the ones the Lord put in there, you cannot see them with an x-ray machine. He did a supernatural healing. When the doctor that x-rayed Dr. Gary Young's back, he came out and told him, said, Gary, don't bend over. There's nothing in your back to hold it together.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.